On a particularly rainy day, the garden was alive with sounds. Raindrops pattered gently against the leaves, creating a lovely melody that danced through the air. Sophia, a bright and curious girl, looked out of the window with her best friend Jazz, who was equally full of energy and ideas. "Listen to that!" Sophia exclaimed, her eyes sparkling with excitement. "The raindrops are playing music!" "It sounds magical," Jazz replied, clapping her hands. "Let's go outside and dance." So they grabbed their bright yellow raincoats and matching gumboots, ready for an adventure. As they stepped into the garden, they felt the cool raindrops tickle their cheeks. The girls giggled and twirled, splashing in the puddles. Each time their boots landed in a puddle, it made a splash-splosh sound that joined the melody. "Look at the leaves," Sophia pointed at the big green leaves shimmering with raindrops. "They're like tiny drums." "Let's tap on them," Jazz suggested. They both carefully tapped their fingers on the leaves, and the sound was soft and soothing, just like a lullaby. As they explored the garden, they discovered that different leaves made different sounds. The broad leaves made deep thuds, while the tiny ones created high-pitched tinkles. Sophia and Jazz began to create a rhythm, dancing around the garden, feeling the joy of their impromptu concert. "We need more instruments," Jazz declared, her eyes wide with imagination. "Petals," Sophia shouted. "Let's collect flower petals." They gathered petals from the daisies and marigolds, their vibrant colors brightening the gray day. With petals in hand, they began to wave them in the air, creating a fluttering sound like a gentle breeze. "This is so much fun," Jazz laughed, spinning around with her petals. "Can you hear it?" Sophia said, her voice filled with wonder. "We're making music together." The girls danced and sang, their laughter blending with the sounds of nature. They even made up a little song about the rain. "Raindrops fall, splish and splash, in the garden we dance and dash. Leaves are drums, petals fly. Oh, what joy beneath the sky." As they performed their silly song, they noticed their family watching from the window, smiles on their faces. "Mummy, Daddy, come join us," Sophia called out, waving for them to come outside. Their parents, bundled up in raincoats, could not resist the cheerful invitation. They stepped onto the garden path, ready to join the fun. "What a wonderful show," Mummy said, clapping her hands. "You've turned this rainy day into a magical concert." "Yes, let's all dance together," Daddy added, joining in with big, silly steps. Sophia and Jazz were thrilled. Their little concert had turned into a family dance party. They all stomped in the puddles, clapped their hands on the leaves, and twirled with the petals, making the garden come alive with laughter and music. After a while, they all sat down on a soft patch of grass, watching the rain fall. "I love our rainy day music," Sophia said, feeling proud. "Me too," Jazz replied, beaming. "Who knew we could have so much fun on a gray day?" Mummy smiled and said, "You both showed us that with a little creativity, even the rain can bring joy." Daddy added, "And it's important to remember that every day can hold a little magic, even when it's cloudy." As the rain began to slow, the girls felt a sense of happiness bubbling inside them. They had made music, danced, danced, and shared laughter with their family. Rainy days were not so dreary after all. With hearts full of joy and heads full of ideas for their next adventure, Sophia and Jazz skipped back inside, ready to tell everyone about their wonderful rainy day performance. "Let's do it again next rainy day," Jazz suggested, already dreaming of new melodies. "Yes, and we can use different flowers too," Sophia replied, her imagination soaring. And so, with the promise of more joyful adventures ahead, they all cuddled up together, feeling warm and happy as the rain continued to fall softly outside.